Hi guys, welcome back to the Tea and Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
Yeah, oh, I feel so happy to be back.
I know. But I feel like it's been forever since we filmed a podcast episode. I know. Obviously, Ellie was in Sicily, then it was Easter. We did manage to get an Easter special out, but then I went straight off to NYC, so we've not seen each other in a couple of weeks.
I'm glad to have you back on the sofa, back with our tea in our hands.
Oh, back to actual nice tea, because Americans don't do tea well.
They don't really do tea.
They don't do kettles. Like, full stop. So period. It's like hot water machines, like a coffee machine, but honestly, it wasn't a thing. It wasn't working. So I'm glad to be back, tea and toast.
They don't do the tea like we do here. Yeah, I get
but
that.
But I even took Yorkshire tea bags and we asked for hot water down at the hotel bar because we couldn't get this water machine to work. So brought them up, put the Yorkshire tea in. It just didn't even, it tasted the same as their shit American tea. And I was like, you can't be doing this to my Yorkshire tea.
Like, it's the water.
I think it's the water. I don't even know. I feel like it doesn't get to boiling.
I absolutely adore little mini stories of what happens on people's holidays. Because like, you see the Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
But the backstories are like the little things that you just think, oh, they had such a great time. It went so well. Nothing. And then you're just like,
yeah,
I couldn't have a cup of tea.
No, to be fair, I have literally vlogged the heck out of this trip and just done so many videos, which you've probably already seen if you're a hardcore follower listening to the pod as well. So I won't go into too much detail about New York on here because it's all on my socials.
I want a little bit of detail. No, give me something. No.
And I'm going
to
be doing
through you.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a big YouTube vlog on my own channel as well.
Ooh.
Which is coming soon. But yeah, I feel like for the pod, just like the little things you don't get to see on TikTok. But honestly, what I will say, it was like a drama-free trip. I did mention, though, on my TikTok, things that just didn't make sense in New York. Mm-hmm. The tipping, I just can't get on board with for certain things, and I know you really have to see it as
it's part
of their wage, it's part of the price. But when I say they want tipping for everything, and I fully get if you've been served like by a server in a restaurant, I get it, but they want tipping for everything, and you're just like, why am I tipping this?
I think especially as well, we're not used to it. So then if someone just does something nice, we're like, oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. And then they're like, it's the way they look at you, though. Yeah. That's what gets me. I was honestly so scared the whole trip and I didn't dare not tip. Like, we were in Crumble Cookie, right?
Yeah.
They're not Ben's cookies.
Oh, I'm a Ben's
cookie die hard girl. Ben's cookies
unreal.
Are like gooey and so soft. A Crumble Cookie, I mean, it sounds stupid because I'm about to say they're like crumbly, but it kind of tastes like cookie dough in a way. So
okay.
It's like soft, but not like
gooey.
Not gooey, soft, but not like a hard cookie, like an M&S cookie. It is still soft to bite into and they're thick. Like, so good.
They look so thick.
The flavors, because I didn't know, it's a different. They do different flavors every week. So I rocked up thinking I was going to go get like all the Kardashian ones.
Yeah.
Every week they do 6 different cookies or 8 different cookies. So I walked in and I was like underwhelmed, like, is this...
Where's my Kim K cookie?
Because we went to the Upper West Side and I was like, is this just a really small one that like, no, isn't busy? But you walk in, there's like no staff, like no one to serve you, right? So they're all just behind making the cookies. One person did say, oh, hey, how are you doing today? Or whatever. And it's on a tablet. So you click what cookies you want. We got a box of 4 Oreo birthday cake. I'm not a huge Oreo fan. The icing on top was insane. Like that white icing that you get on top of cakes. That was gorgeous. But when you actually were eating the cookie, I was like, tastes a bit too much like Oreo for me. Obviously, it was Oreo.
Yeah.
There was like a double, like there was a milk chocolate and a chocolate combined together. So it was like a double. And then we just got the milk chocolate. And we got the Dulce Leche, which I didn't know was a cinnamon cookie. I wouldn't have wasted it because the top was covered in caramel. It was amazing. Ooh. But then the actual cookie had cinnamon in it, which ruined it for me. So I would have swapped there was like a strawberry ice cream cookie, which I didn't go for.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I was a bit underwhelmed with the flavors. But what? So I would love to try again on a different flavor week.
I guess that's such a good way of doing the business, because even if people have tried it,
they want to go back and try a new one. Yeah, I did. It is clever, but I will say they're worth it. And I didn't feel like
expensive.
I can't remember exactly, but I didn't feel like they were extortionate. I don't know whether I was just in holiday mode. I can't remember.
On holiday money is a different type of money.
That's not real money.
Thing with tipping. Like, I don't know about you, but we never get cash out.
So
to
we
go
got
on
some
holiday.
Cash out at the airport because I was a bit concerned. I was like, I remember last time we went to New York and the bellman put our luggage in away, which is, I know it's how they make their money, but that's their job to put the luggage in a room. And he was like giving us the evils because none of us had cash and we were supposed
just got
to
there.
Tip him. And so I remember that scenario thinking, oh my God, I don't want to be in that position
again. Like wanting to die.
And so we did get some cash out, but we didn't tip anyone with cash because we were just paying contactless with everything and it just comes up whether you want to tip or not on there. So I went into Crumble Cookie. There was no one there. Ordered on a tablet myself. And then it was like, do you want to tip? And I know obviously they're making the cookies, but I was like, no one is here. Who am I tipping?
Yeah, who? Can I see the person I'm tipping?
Like, so I was just a bit like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it.
I guess if you're from there, you understand it more in terms of, like with the bellboys, for example, do they get paid?
I've no idea. So yeah, maybe if it's like
are they just there because
well,
they're
the person, our bellboy in our hotel, like, wasn't, I'm sure, I mean, if someone wanted to give him a tip, he'd have taken it, but we were waiting for our luggage and about four people got the luggage and it wasn't like a thing that you had to tip. It wasn't like, tip me now.
Okay, that's good.
So that wasn't a tipping thing. That was probably the only thing.
Did I ever tell you about when we went to Vegas and I got my hair and makeup done for my birthday and the tipping situation?
I feel like you have, but go on.
So it was a big trip and it was my 21st birthday. So we'd booked me to have my hair and makeup done at the salon and we stayed at the Wynn Hotel, which, I mean, we must have been ballers because we wouldn't have been able to do that now.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely gorgeous. And obviously, like, as soon as you're in America, the tipping becomes really like in your head everywhere you go. Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh, I need a tip. So I said to Richard, like, oh, have we got any cash? Like, can you give me some cash to take down to tip, right? So I took $20 thinking.
No, but it's 20% of the treat, of the price. Mm. So that's what you had to put in your head. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. Or maybe it was 40. It might have been 20. I don't know, right? Anyway, so, right, I go, I get my hair done, I get my nails done, I get my makeup done.
Wow.
I didn't know how much this was going to be because we were just charging it to the room and we were just going to pay the bill at the end or whatever. We then got to the end of the treatment and then I, knowing that I had like...
this is so embarrassing.
Knowing that I had my $20 like in my fucking pocket, was like, oh... And the tip, like, went to give it and be like, oh, and the tip. And she was like, oh, don't worry, it's already added onto the room. And she, like, circled it. And it was an $80 tip on the... And I was like, putting my 20, like, back in my thing.
Pocket,
like,
you pathetic human.
Like, literally, like...
You think that $20 was going to cover the treatments I've just given you?
I was like, please tell me she didn't see that I had $20. No, I don't think she did, funny. But I was like dying inside that I was there with my like Monopoly money.
Yeah, that's so funny. One story I will tell you on the pod before we move on, that didn't obviously make it to Instagram or anything like that. I had like an American junkie experience. So basically I was dying for the toilet.
Yeah.
I feel like you're always dying for the toilet in New York trying to find somewhere to pee. We did that a lot. Well, it was one day and went into McDonald's. So I'm like walking to, we went in and I'm just walking straight to the back where the toilets are. Some guy gets up because he was just sat on a table and he's like, whoa, no, you can't, like, you've got to buy something. But I was like, I don't even know if he's talking to me. So I just carried on walking and he was like, no, you have to buy something. And I was like, oh, so like went and bought an orange juice for Yannick or whatever. Then showed my receipt, went in the toilet. I walk in the toilet, right? Both doors are shut. And I just hear this like moaning.
No, stop.
No, yeah, but both toilets were locked. And they were both making moaning noises. but at different times, and then talking to themselves. And I kind of walked up to the door so they could see my seat, because you know the doors in America, you can see.
Yeah, the doors in America.
Oh, yeah, you could literally just...
They're basically... Might as well not be one.
Mm. So then I was like... And then she must have seen my feet, one of them, and was like, yeah, I'm coming. But so I'm not even joking when I say I was dying for a wee as well, because this was like a last resort place we'd found. Yeah. We'd been walking for 20 minutes before we found this McDonald's.
Last resort, you have to buy an orange juice, and then you can't even go because there's junkies in the
toilet. So then I'm like stood there for 15 minutes because I felt so British. I didn't want to like say, 15 are you
minutes.
Okay in there? Because I didn't know who they were, what they were doing. I was picturing like taking her. I don't even know what I was picturing.
I'd have felt really uncomfortable. I'd have probably left.
And then I know, but I needed a wee and I didn't know where the next place was. And I just bought an orange juice. So I was out of principle. I'm weeing here.
I'd have like seen if there was a disabled toilet or something.
Yeah, I did eventually.
Oh, okay.
So then.
It's only 15 minutes.
Because I didn't know what to do. And then I was listening to them and I was like, I don't know if they're throwing up, taking drugs, just like passed out on the floor. I honestly didn't know. And I didn't even know. I then didn't know if they were junkies, whether. And then I was like, oh, I'm prejudging here. It could just be someone that's really ill. So whatever. Then I went out and the guy who was obviously like the security checking for the receipts, I just said to him, do you have a disabled toilet? And I don't think they call it disabled. So he was a bit like, what? And I was like, do you have another toilet I can use? Because there's two women in there and I'm not really sure what's going on. And he just like knocked on the door, opened the door, and he was like, yo, you guys have been in there for 20 minutes. Don't make me call the police. Are you going to make me call the police now? You need to get out. People are waiting. And then, like, one of them was like, oh, I'm coming. She came out. She was like, how you picture an American junkie?
Right.
The other one didn't even come out. Yeah, so I then went to the toilet. Then it was awkward because I was in the toilet while she was coming out washing her hands, and I was like,
"Oh, and you then didn't I know like, what was." I wouldn't have wanted to go. That sounds really, really horrible.
Squatted,
but I wouldn't have wanted to go in that toilet.
I know. I squatted.
Was there
it actually
in
looked
there?
No. It looked very clean. I think they were probably just having a rest. But then I was like, "Well, they had to buy something."
That's what I was about to say. Did they buy someone to use the toilet? Maybe he was like, let them use the toilet because
he was very strict anyway. So then I just used the toilet, left, and this other woman still hadn't come out. And then when I actually got out of the toilet, this other woman hadn't even made it out of McDonald's yet. And the whole Yannick was just like, what were
you
doing?
Did you not feel unsafe?
No, I mean, I was in the toilet. What was going to be in the toilet? Like, the toilet was very clean. They were harmless. I think like they were literally
like,
harmless.
People under substance abuse are like very unpredictable.
I don't know whether they were under substance or just homeless.
Well, you'd call them junkies. That means that they are.
Well, no, I was just saying they don't know if they were junkies. I was just saying the American stereotypical junkie I had an experience with. They just looked like it. They might not have been. I don't want to prejudge, but anyway, it was a bit of an experience. I was like,
did Yannick enjoy his orange juice?
He said it was a very good orange juice, actually. He went on, the bottled orange juice wasn't available. And then, so the one I got him, it must have been like, because it came in a cup with a straw.
Oh, yeah, they do that in America.
Yeah,
it's really good.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to have bits in it. But I was like, I'm going to be in the toilet.
No, so. It's really good.
Yes,
the
anyway.
McCafe.
Yeah.
That really is the like unglamorous side to New York.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's
but no,
lovely.
New York was amazing. If you want to see anything, I've done, honestly, TikToks about recommendations, everything. What I will say is I do recommend our hotel, Cloud One Downtown, New York, for the price we paid. Rooms were massive. Downtown was good, next to like four, I kept calling them tube stations, but subway stations. Yeah, really, really, really good.
Okay, amazing. Right, quick, the top three places that you went to
Central-
in terms of areas.
Yeah, okay, so Soho, absolutely loved the vibe of Soho. Best for shopping, better than Fifth Avenue, Times Square, all of that. I just love that vibe so much of Soho. Central Park, biking around Central Park was unreal, amazing. And I do have a soft spot for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I do love Brooklyn. But what I will say is definitely do the free Staten Island ferry, because the view of downtown New York on the way back is just like so picturesque, unforgettable.
Yeah, so not even... for the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty is so tiny.
Everyone says it's very underwhelming.
Well, but the thing is, what are you expecting? It's just a statue.
Yeah. But I guess
if that was on like mainland Manhattan, it's like we went to go see the stock exchange. We got there. New York Stock Exchange. Wow, great, seen it, bye. Like, things like that, I don't... What are you expecting?
Yeah.
You just look at it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Speaking of New York, though,
yep.
We haven't had a chance to catch up. I missed the Met Gala by one day.
Imagine you were there.
The day before the Met Gala, I was gutted. But I wanted to talk about the Met Gala in this week's episode, what you thought of the looks, the theme.
The Met Gala is like your...
It's my thing. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Trying to think of what the word is. But... The Met Gala is my Met Gala.
Yeah.
yeah, no, I absolutely... It's my Super Bowl.
See...
So this year's theme was super fine tailoring black style.
Now, proper fashion people are probably going to come for me here.
Go on.
But it wasn't like an appeal to the masses theme, I didn't think. It wasn't like, oh, wow, oh my gosh, she looked absolutely beautiful. She looked gorgeous. Like, that was like, it wasn't giving like...
You mean fairy tale?
Yeah.
Dresses and things like that.
Yeah, and like, wow, red carpet. Like,
see, I feel like...
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
I kind of agree and disagree because I feel like this theme had so much potential for dramatizing like black style and the dandiness and all of the colors. But I feel like a lot of the designers just kept it very simple and like went with the tailored theme. Now, don't get me wrong, some of my favorite looks were the suit tailoring. I just feel like it was so classy and classic. Everyone on the red carpet, and it was nice to see everyone tailored, but I feel like it was taken by most people too literally of just like a tailored look, and the only really inventive person was Jenna Ortega wearing a dress made of rulers, and I was like, see, that's like a take on the tailoring.
Yeah.
And I just feel like with the black style throughout the years, like all of the colours, most people went black and white.
Yeah.
And I was, again, most of my favourite looks, I suppose that's because everyone wore black and white, but most of my favourite looks were the black because, again, I just think it was so super defined and classy. But there was so much scope for colour.
Yeah, I think that's what, especially there wasn't like much colour at all.
New York 70s mafia, black defined tailoring style and the fur, like, I just feel like there was so much scope to go big and crazy for the Met Gala and go more of that, make that super defined look into that fairy tale big dramatized look. I feel like who did it really well was Lauryn Hill. She turned up in the yellow suit but had the big like thing coming down it as well, so she got the color and the drama. And then what's her name, Teyana Taylor, is that her name? She was my favorite look. She was the big oversized red, it looked like a costume, like massive shoulder pads. That was my favorite look.
Yeah, like taking the elements of the tailoring
and dramatizing it. I tell you, they missed out massively this year. I don't know if you follow Wisdom K on TikTok.
No.
Basically, he started on TikTok, but he's high fashion superpower. He needs to be like an actual designer at one of these fashion houses. Yeah. He's incredible. And he's a big content creator. He went to last year's. He didn't get invited to this year's. Ooh. And I just feel like they missed out massively because he would have ate this theme. He would have absolutely eaten this theme. And I was like Googling his name, like, where is he? And he didn't get invited. I do love that Rihanna used it as a pregnancy announcement.
Yeah. I can't believe she's having another baby.
She's living her best life. She wants that girl.
She loves the pregnancy announcement, doesn't she?
She wants that girl, and I don't blame her. She's so transparent about it as well. I did love Rihanna's look. I don't know whether it was last minute or pregnancy or that's just the look she was going for, but she normally goes so extra. So for Rihanna, it wasn't giving, but then if you'd have put that on anyone else, she'd have probably been like, oh, wow, because I did love that the suit was tied at the back. And
yeah.
So I did love it, but it could have gone more. I feel like someone could have done a whole train of tied up suits or patchworked suit. Like, do you know, I just feel like
I think we could have had so much more. Were not literal, but took more like one about the tailoring because it was like, let's show off our tailoring because they don't often do
that. And don't get me wrong, like, I mean, Zendaya wasn't even in the top 10 for me.
I was about to say I really liked Zendaya.
No, but in terms of an advert for a tailored suit, she was the walking epitome of what every single person wants to look like in a tailored suit. It was the most perfect, classy suit I've ever seen on a, on a person. But for the Met Gala, I was not impressed.
Well, and then because I was like not that impressed with everyone, I was like, well, yeah, fair, actually. Zendaya's up there for me because it is.
Yeah. What I will say, I did have to write her name down because I didn't know who she was.
I find that with the Met Gala now. I don't know anyone.
Joey King killed it. You know, the girl from Kissing Booth, the main character from Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's called Joey King. I didn't even know her name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she absolutely smashed it. So she was dressed in Miu Miu. I love that designer anyway.
It is a fantastic designer.
She got the colours. It was like 60s. All of the layering underneath the suit was very 60s, giving the pattern of like that eccentric timeline of the 60s that men would have been wearing those types of vibes. And she got the colour. So I feel like she picked an era. Well, Miu Miu picked an era and went for it. And I could just picture someone in the 60s walking down the street wearing that. And I just loved that.
I think the hair is giving as well.
It's so good. I think she smashed it. Zuri Hall was my second favourite look of the night. It was a suit, but a dress. And I just loved it. It was so simple. Maybe not Met Gala enough, but I just thought, no one else did anything like that. It was on theme. It was super tailored. She looked unreal.
Oh, yes, I saw this one. I just don't, I'm so bad with names.
Yeah, I didn't know her name. But this was my second
favorite. Liked this, actually.
I just thought it was, bland for Met Gala, but so on theme. And it was super fine.
And the tailoring on the back is,
gorgeous. And then last but not least, who I also loved was Janelle Monáe. She was in my top five. She basically came in this like massive oversized suit that had like a suit kind of like printed onto it. And then it like unzipped and she actually had a suit on underneath.
Oh, cool.
It was insane.
So she had the like dramatic, like drama type thing.
Reveal type thing.
I think Kim looked good.
I loved Kim's, but I didn't know whether that's because I can't see Kim in a bad light.
Yeah, like
but what I will say is when she did put her Instagram up of explaining it, she very much went for the what's his name, not Jimi Hendrix, Lenny Kravitz. She went for that rock and roll and like black style and the leather and the based on what she was going for, I thought it was tailored, it was nice, the hat, I thought it was gorgeous.
She doesn't just show up in an outfit, which I think a lot of people think, oh, she's gone to the Met, she's just put on whatever people have told her to wear. She does actually always put forth, like,
the only thing I will say about Kim, and I'm so bored of everyone saying it about her, like, every year I'm like, oh, you all just hate her for no reason.
Yeah.
But I am now getting to the point where I feel it a bit too. I would love her to come to the Met Gala one year in not something tight.
Yeah.
Like, give us something dramatic. Like, she always just can't walk in her outfit.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't walk in this one either because it's just so super tight. And, like, obviously her figure's amazing and she wants to show it off and that's great. But one year, because it was last, was it last February, Milan Fashion Week, she wore that purple gown.
Oh, my gosh.
And she looked unreal. She looked like Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, she did.
So I just feel like one Met Gala year, I'm now with the haters. Like,
I think tailoring is fine for her to do it with. Yeah. But yeah, like, come on, Kim. We want,
I feel like next year,
something a bit different.
Give me something.
Yeah, I agree. Lewis Hamilton is like back in his fashion. Well, he's been in his fashion for a bit, but he was invited to Met Gala like way back.
And loads of people loved his look.
Back on the scene. I didn't love it as much as everyone.
I feel like Lewis Hamilton could have given us more.
And he's,
because he's very creative with fashion. I feel
so
like
creative.
Him and Pharrell Williams could have given us way more.
He's so creative and I love his style. Mm. And I think he always shows up. Like, he shows up to the grid on a Sunday. Never mind. Like, it's the Met. I wanted
more from him. There was two guys I did love. Chance the Rapper. I feel like he went for the old school look and brought in textures and checks and things. And then he's a famous TikToker influencer that's now like madly famous. And he never talks in any of his videos. He's that guy that like, he doesn't talk. I can't remember his name, but I loved his look as well. He had like old school watch it clocks all over his
Yeah, I saw that.
And I really liked that
look. I mean, yeah.
But apart from that, again, the men for me, I feel like it was the men's year. Yeah. I was expecting, like, Bad Bunny normally turns up and Slaves love... didn't like it. This was the man's year to show up and really show us.
Men's creative, cool fashion is just so good.
I know, and this was their year, and yeah. I just feel like none of them really gave much. Anyway, that was our take on the Met Gala.
Anyway, here I am sat in my Primark t-shirt and
my t-shirt, and I'll never get invited. You know, we're gonna skip game of the week this week because what I really wanted the topic to be,
yep.
was Molly May's documentary.
Oh,
the second part,
my darling.
I literally watched it all yesterday.
Molly is my... Well, she's my version of Kim to you.
Yeah, I know, I know. So, main things I wanted to cover from the two-part.
Yeah.
Zoe, like her relationship with her sister, and obviously the Tommy situation.
Well, yeah.
So, it just reminded me so much of us two, and yeah. I just feel like
every
they're
time
so
I
relatable.
Them, I am like... You are such true sisters.
Yeah, and I feel like there was a lot of hate in the comments, whether it was towards Molly about how she was talking to Zoe or towards Zoe about, like, just don't, why are you bothered? Like, don't get involved. But I was like, these people don't have sisters. Your sisters yeah. are with you through everything. And what I absolutely loved about Zoe in this three episodes is she was like calling her out. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, no, because I was with you through the shit.
I loved, and I think this
and
is true to
now
sisters.
You're forgetting about me. And it's like, only sisters could say that, but it's so true.
And it's true that, like, sisters will say their piece. They'll have your back, and, you know, I'm sure they're fine now
yeah.
or whatever with their relationship, but you're allowed to say your bit. Like, when yeah. people are like, why are you saying stuff? I'm like, honey.
That's my sister. She can say anything she wants.
Yeah.
And we'll literally be, like, laughing, having a ride through McDonald's in 5 minutes.
And I really respected that Molly was basically like, well, you can keep talking about it. I'm not basically listening.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was like, sisters.
I was literally thinking, like, yeah, that would so be me or you in a breakup. Like, I'd let you give me all this advice and I wouldn't listen to a single thing of it.
Yeah, and you could literally...
But I would expect you to be there for me when the shit hit the fan again.
And you just are.
Yeah.
And you don't hold
There's no question about
anything.
It. But it was just so funny how Molly was getting annoyed because she was like, well, no, I am probably getting back with him. And it kind of made me think about you when you were getting back with Richard. Mm. And we were all a bit like, especially me, because I am a bit of a Zoe. Like, I am yeah. stubborn and I take no shit. So I was like, I was probably the one that you were most scared to tell that you were probably getting back together.
I think it's so, so hard until you're in that situation. Like, you'd never really been in that situation before.
Yeah.
When it was me. But then mm-hmm. as soon as the table flips, it's like...
Yeah.
You can't imagine. And Zoe kind of does have the perfect relationship and the perfect everything. So she's probably not really... experienced
know,
it herself.
She said in it, she was like, my biggest worry is you and Tommy. And Molly was like, oh, well, what a nice lie.
I know.
That your biggest worry is me and Tommy.
I was just dying.
Yeah.
They are so relatable that I feel like it's me and you.
It really
having
did.
The conversation.
And it made me think about the Kardashians. Obviously, when they're not as relatable now, but their relationship as siblings is relatable. And I think that's why I've loved the Kardashians from the very beginning. They treat each other like shit, but then they're best friends and they're just like, my sisters are my ride or dies. Like, and I feel like I was just getting that vibe from Molly. And it was I love Molly like you and Sophie do as well. But watching the last three episodes, I was just like, no, this is the first time I'm like, no, I relate. And I feel like I feel like her and Zoe just need a show.
I
Forget
enjoyed
about Tommy.
The realness.
Yeah.
I think on her YouTube and stuff, you do get the realness.
But not like we not, got in this show. Yeah.
Like, as in...
I don't blame her because I feel
how
like
she talks to her sister.
Yeah.
Nothing, there's not much more real than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she did put, did you see she put out, was it this morning or yesterday? Like, thank you, I'm so overwhelmed for the support. Like, do you want more?
Oh, the comments were
more,
good.
More. I was like, yeah, to be fair, like, Amazon, she's getting another little deal, cheeky deal with Amazon.
Oh, 100%. Like,
the only thing I would say
I will never not want more, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
In
that's what all the comments
were
saying.
Which you're not.
Yeah, we want more. I want more real shit with you and with you and Zoe. But moving on to Tommy, I feel like we even got a... It was very... We didn't get too much. I think she really is wanting to keep a relationship secret, and I get it. But we did get slightly more real, like, with Tommy on FaceTime to have been like, oh, well, I'm just staring at your face. And I was like, boyfriends do just say that to you and, like... Just getting in a little bit more, because
she has
on
allowed
her YouTubes, though. I just feel like, obviously, her relationship wasn't perfect, and she always did paint that perfect relationship. And someone that's in social media as well, I get it. Me and Yannick will have arguments, and I'm not putting that out on social media.
Yeah.
So it is a difficult thing of like, well, of course you're showing the best bits, but then like all of a sudden you break up, and it's like, well, we weren't.
But if you watch her YouTubes, he wasn't in them for like.
No, I get that.
6 months.
The one thing I will say I also loved, and I actually, like, I think I was just emotional and had Sunday anxiety last night, because I'm not someone, I do cry at stuff, but I was like crying.
Go on.
They really did a whole section on how alone she was when she first gave birth, and again how Zoe pretty much like raised it, her, and I was just like getting emotional and crying, because I was like, you know what, I do remember at the time, like, we weren't getting as much from her and she was a little bit whatever, but yeah, like, she just didn't have
bad.
Her partner.
I remember
and
there
was probably that was probably a really bad time for her. Like, she was probably getting sent loads of stuff if he was drinking in Dubai, and I was just thinking, yeah, you've, because I remember that us all saying at the time, like, oh God, he's just had a baby, but he kind of got away with it because he was working. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I do kind of get why her family are like, look, if you get back together, that's fine. But like, he obviously just didn't treat, he wasn't the perfect boyfriend.
No,
and she was obviously upset
not.
A lot of the time. And if you are seeing your family member upset more than happy.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, in my take on it, I don't know, Molly, I don't deserve to have an opinion. I think it's her first love. You are so love blind with your first love, and you really do believe.
That's true.
You really do believe you're going to live happily ever after with that yeah. person. I do think it's the added thing of, and what was a running theme throughout the last three episodes, she just wants that family unit more than anything.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, like,
so I think they'll give it another go. She will be happy and she will still live in this fairy tale bubble, and it is Tommy. I think he'll mess up again, or I think she'll just come to the realization is she's outgrown him, or I think something's gonna happen and then that'll be the final straw. I think she's just so held on to what could be, because again, even in the show, she's like, I know it can be this. I know it can be this. And it's like, you shouldn't be holding on to what's not reality.
It's so,
and you
so
do
hard.
Learn that once you've, and the exact,
I think
Zoe
everyone does it.
Zoe said it. Zoe literally said it's her first love, and she's holding on to like what could be. She said something along the lines of like, it's her first love, and we all know you hold on to your first love.
The biggest thing I think people do when they break up with, like you say, first love, is say, but
I know they,
this part of it is amazing. It's like, that, yeah, but that was 8 months ago, darling.
Yeah.
You can't tell me something
and I feel
great.
Like, I am getting those vibes with Molly, and I know, hats off to her, because she's just a girl, and what girl hasn't held on to something before, because you really are trying to see the good, and on top of that, she's got a family unit she wants to keep together. So I don't knock her, but I do really believe she's going to see the light at some point. I'm not trying to even put bad energy onto Tommy and say he's a horrible, shitty person. I just genuinely believe she deserves the full package, and I think she's only getting a little bit of a package with Tommy.
I think,
but I don't think she realizes she's not getting the full package.
They've got a daughter that they both love and adore, and when you both love and adore that person, how could you not want to make
it
your
work.
Love work for yeah. each other? But I, as long as she knows, keeps her worth throughout the whole thing, I just want her to be happy.
No, I just want her to be happy, but I'm scared from watching it. She is just so in love with him. She's not holding her worth as high as she can be, and that's fine.
Yeah,
if
so
she's
that's
genuinely
what I'm
happy.
I want her to.
I just think she doesn't know it yet. And I think this is exactly what Zoe thinks. And maybe because I'm an older sister, I'm just feeling it. But
you, I feel like you.
She just doesn't know it yet that she could be feeling and have someone just so much better and have such a better feeling for herself and someone else in the future. She just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, I get that.
And not to sound disrespectful to her and Tommy's relationship, again, I have nothing to do with it. And if they stay together forever, happy for you. But I just think she can move on and do better. We'll all be behind her.
I want as many seasons as we have of the Kardashians.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Okay, finishing off, I didn't want to do recommendations because I felt like with New York, I would be giving recommendation. Because we were talking about like Molly and Tommy's relationship, we thought, why don't we just reply to a few of our listeners' relationship dilemmas just to kind of finish off this episode. Because, you know, we're so fully qualified for the role. We'll just do like three.
Let's have a look. My boyfriend likes other girls' photos all the time. Should I say something?
I think you're well within your right to say something. I don't think it's psycho to say something. There is always a way to say it, though. So I wouldn't approach it in a way that you instantly look like a nag. You're annoyed. You're starting an argument. It's confrontational, because then they can use that to deflect from the actual issue.
Yeah.
I think you just
need... And they love doing that.
They love to deflect when they know they're wrong. I think you'd have to be direct, but just come from a place that wasn't aggy. Like, you'd just be like, oh, I've noticed you like quite a lot of females' photos. You can even just... I always like to blame myself so that they don't think I'm coming for them, but do it. So it's like, you know, maybe I'm insecure, but I just feel like it's stepping on my boundaries a little bit. Maybe, and it just be heavy on the like, you know, maybe it's me, but...
Oh, hell no.
No, but then to ease them into it.
Yeah,
then,
because we have to protect their...
Do you know what? Their egos.
No, if they're... Are we talking... Right, it depends what time. Yeah. If it's just a normal... If it's just a girl's photo...
Well, she said loads of girls.
To be honest, I don't care.
Yeah, is it like OnlyFans kind of photos, or is it just like Jessica that from high school?
Because that's going to change my opinion. Now, my fiance doesn't have social media, so I literally don't have this problem at all. But I think if you're even noticing things like that, is there a bigger problem?
Like, not trust there in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe. I actually wouldn't know if Yannick was liking girls' photos.
No, like, the only way you'd know is if you mutually follow them.
Or you're actually on their phone looking at their likes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like maybe there's a bigger problem, which there needs to be like a probably serious conversation about.
Yeah. Or if you're just like sat on the sofa and you're seeing him scrolling, liking everything, I think you're totally within your right to be like, oh God, you like a lot of girls' photos.
Yeah. And if that, but that, and you could do quite casually, like if they're on the phone, you'd be like, oh, who's that?
Another
girl's photo.
I do that, and Yannick is like, bless him, like someone who doesn't even like anyone's stuff apart from mine, really. But sometimes, well, he'll just be scrolling, and I never even look. But so, you know, if we're just next to each other, and I'll be like, oh, who's that? Because I'll think,
what? Someone always. It's always a girl.
Oh yeah, never on a guy.
You're so that person. Do you know what I do?
Yeah, no, but it's normally someone he's like, oh yeah, I used to work with them.
But it's usually like, I would do this with you though as well. If he's on his phone and he's like texting or replying to someone, who you talking to? Who is it?
Oh yeah, I'm just a
but
I
we
am
just
nosy.
Like to know
I
things.
Don't ask about guys though.
I'd be like, I need information, who you talking to?
Yeah.
And then he's like, it's my mum. And I'm like, no, it's fine, I just need to know what I need to know.
Yeah,
everything
I just wanted to know
that is going on in your head. Because I just need to know everything.
I love guessing who they're on the phone to based off the conversation. I'll like know it's his, which sister it is.
Is he a phone type person? Like, does he call a lot or does he text a lot?
No, he's on the phone. So like he's always on the phone with his family rather than texting them.
So yeah, I kind of think maybe there's a bigger problem if you're noticing it. And so that needs a serious chat. But if it's just like you've like noticed when you're like watching TV or something, next time they do it, I would be like, oh, another girl. Aww.
Yeah. And just see what their reaction is, because their reaction will tell you everything. If it's a really defensive reaction, you've got a problem. If it's just like, oh, yeah, like, why does that bother you? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then they have a green flag response, then hopefully they stop doing it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have, this is like, I mean, I have the ick reading it.
Okay.
Someone said, my husband... Which already, you know, you think you're like an older person. Might not be, but my husband likes jelly cats and I have the ick. I do too, hon.
That would give me the ick too. No, but does he just like jelly cats or is he buying like hundreds of jelly cats like the whole of TikTok?
Look, we all appreciate.
I love a cute little jelly cat. I don't
own
one.
Be like, oh my gosh, that latte jelly cat looks so cute. But like, does he have them on a shelf in his...
Because
in
if he does, I do think that's just as bad as if he had like a gamer room full of Star Wars stuff. Even worse.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, what advice would you give to that? Because everyone has their thing. Everyone has a weird thing.
That's true.
But, I mean, how much do you love him? You're married to him. You can't really, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're married. You're at that point. I feel like there must have been other things before now that icked you out. If that's the type of person
you may be just going to, if he is buying them, you may be just going to have to put a, like, okay, you've got.
One a month. Less.
Yeah. You're just like, you know what? You've reached your limit now. You're on a ban for now. Because your whole house can't be jelly cats, unless you love them too. I don't know. Anyway.
If someone asks you out and then cancels on the day and doesn't rearrange, should I stop talking to them?
So they've asked you out and cancelled on the day. Oh, I hate people that cancel on the day. If you believe that they cancelled for a genuine reason and it wasn't a get out of jail free card, then I would just give them a few days to rearrange. But if it goes over a few days and they've not tried to rearrange, I would be like, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, I think they need to rearrange within maybe like 48 hours.
Yeah, anything over that, you're wasting your time. I wouldn't talk to them. Because that would then just, even if I did believe it, that would then just make me feel muggy, like it either was a lie and you were just trying to get out of it. Or it just, I just feel muggy. I'd be like,
I'd want them to bring it up as well. I won't want.
Oh, don't. Yeah, don't.
Definitely don't be like, oh, so
are we going to rearrange? Don't be the one, because if they want to ask you out, they will ask you out. And if they want to see you, they will. And that is something, as you get older, you just believe more and more and more, because genuinely, honestly, if a guy really wants to, he will. And I know everyone's sick of hearing that, but it's just the most true thing ever.
It is. And like, to a level, because obviously all guys are different, but in terms of like time for you.
Yeah.
Like, and like, maybe he got coffee, but then actually within 2 days, if he actually likes you, he's going to make that effort to
reschedule. Yeah, and if he got cold feet, do you want someone that gets cold feet anyway?
People might get nervous.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm just saying, if it's over 2 days after and he's not tried to rearrange.
No, unless there's been like,
I would just literally stop communication and wait for them to come back. And if they're like groveling, like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. Fair enough. But I bet 9 times out of 10, they'll probably just stop talking to you.
Yeah, same. Like, do you want to be the, like, I don't like being that person that they then choose to not. They didn't reschedule and then you've tried to keep the conversation going,
yeah, no.
And then within 3 days they've stopped, like, nah, I would hate that. So yeah, I would now
just be like a mugged off feeling.
Just get them to do all of the,
yeah. That was this week's episode of Tea and Toast Pod. Make get us on our social at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok,
and we'll see you next week for another episode.
Bye guys.
Bye.